In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, it's Holy Week, my brothers and sisters, like none other. I originally tried to do this on video, but it turns out that my ancient iPhone SE does not have enough storage to record a video the length that I need. I will try to make this voice recording as short as possible, but I'm posting this on the website and hopefully on Facebook to dispel any misinformation that's out there, but more importantly, to share with you, my flock, what is happening with your pastor and the staff and the parish. To cut to the chase, I tested positive for the coronavirus yesterday, Holy Thursday, in the afternoon, after going up to a magnificent outdoor facility that is processing hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of tests. As concisely as possible, let me explain to you how I came to suspect I had the virus and to find out that I did. Monday, I was feeling good, well enough, so that I went for a run in the afternoon, late afternoon, about 5. I felt fine, but Tuesday, which was a day for a lot of drive-by confessions, what I thought was allergy symptoms in my head turned out to be something else. My head was aching a little bit, and by the time the afternoon rolled around, I took my temperature, and I had a temperature of 99. I was supposed to do a funeral in Grafton on Wednesday. I called Dr. Howland, consulted him, and he told me not to panic. He said, let's see what happens tonight. So, night came. As I was getting into bed, I had some slight chills. When I woke up, my temperature had gone up to about 99.8, I believe. I called Dr. Howland. He said, absolutely not about the funeral. I was not to go up and do the funeral. He himself thought that there was only about a 25% chance that I had the virus. And he told me that up in Lowell, CVS is got a new facility up there. Well, it's really outdoors in the property of a movie theater, a huge complex. I went online. I couldn't get an appointment for Wednesday. I got an appointment for 12:45 on Thursday. So what happened in the interim, I rested on Wednesday. I had still some chills going to bed on Wednesday. But Thursday morning, I woke up and the fever was gone. So I drove up in the pouring rain to get tested. This is a little bit of an aside, but it's worth noting because I see the hand of God in it. I pulled into the facility. The rain had started to let up. There was a sign in the parking lot that said COVID-19 testing postponed. So I pulled in just to turn around, as you can imagine my disappointment, but there were people who were waving me in. And so I said, oh, they must have resumed. Let me try to just describe to you the facility. You go in, you have to show somebody, you need to have symptoms and you need a doctor's referral. And so somebody checks that out through the window of your car, and then you get into one of the many lanes. Somebody else takes down some paperwork and asks you some questions. This is all done under tents. And then they process you to the person that helps you administer yourself the swab test. What happens is they hand you a package out of which you take a huge Q-tip and you stick it up each nostril and swab it around like the Roto-Rooter thing. And then you put it back in the package and you hand it to them. And then another person helps process you out to a parking lot where you wait only for 15 minutes before you get called on your cell phone with the test results. And so I got my results in 15 minutes. Of course, it said I tested positive for the virus. I haven't mentioned this, but you can probably tell in my voice, I'm feeling all right. This thing has manifested itself more than anything else as a sort of a stomach bug, which is what I hear happens with some people. Apparently, I have a very mild case, and pray God, best case scenario, I will recover like 80% of the people do at home. Three things need to happen, but if all goes well, I will be out of jail next Tuesday. You need to go 72 hours without any fever and without the aid of any fever-reducing medicine like Tylenol. You also need to go, I believe, 3 days without any symptoms. So my breathing is fine. I had some aching in my joints. That's gotten better. The thing that is the biggest challenge now is I don't have a great appetite, and you know, my stomach is kind of doing its own thing from time to time. But I'm still eating and I'm still drinking, and so that appears to be not bad either. So if 7 days have to pass since you started manifesting symptoms, which was last Tuesday. So pray God I'll be able to leave self-quarantine at that time. Now, however, the whole staff and a lot of people in the food pantry were exposed to me. And what happens is when people are exposed to somebody who tests positive for the virus, they need to be in isolation for 2 weeks, because somebody can be walking around asymptomatic even and have the virus and be spreading the virus. So it takes 2 weeks for somebody to know that, no, I don't have the virus and I'm not going to spread it to somebody. This is serious stuff, folks. We need to take this stuff seriously. Believe me. I know whereof I speak. So the staff, all of whom were exposed to me, I believe, as recently as last Tuesday, need to self-isolate. So, and I need to check on this, but the food pantry, I hate to do this, I hate to say this, but we need to shut that down for 2 weeks as well. So as I get more information, I will share it and put it on the website and put it on Facebook. But the parish is effectively shut down until a week from Tuesday. Now, God bless Father Wilmar. He is in self-isolation right now, but you've seen him live streaming on Facebook. He was doing the Mass by himself last night, as you might have seen up at Notre Dame, the Mass of the Lord's Supper, and he's going to be doing that for the duration of the Triduum and Easter weekend. God bless him. He goes from the church back to the rectory and is maintaining self-isolation. So that's a week from Tuesday that he'll, like the rest of the staff, will be needing to do that, my understanding, as well as the folks in the food pantry. And anybody who had up-close exposure to me, for example, the people who helped with the palms on last Sunday. Another thing I need to explain is, it's since I exhibited symptoms on Tuesday, you walk that back 3 days. So it's really anybody who had up close exposure to me. So that's Monday, Sunday, and Saturday. So if you had up-close exposure to me from Saturday onward, then you really should check with your doctor, but it's my understanding that you have to go into 2 weeks of self-isolation from the last time you had exposure to me. It kills me to say this, this is serious. As I said, let us pray for each other. Let us pray for Father Wilmar as he shoulders the burden of Holy Week by himself. We were blessed with this beautiful man, this beautiful priest, who is technology savvy. That's a godsend, so that single-handedly, practically, he is carrying on Holy Week for us. I am just like you now. I am watching it at home on Facebook. I made a spiritual communion last night. I'm sure you have a million questions. I'm going to try to... you can send... I'm going to try to keep posting voice recordings so that I can answer all your questions. But for now, let us just say we are joined together in prayer. We pray for each other. We to the extent that is possible, are witnessing to, meditating on, and thanking God for the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so let us finish this with a Hail, Our Father, Hail Mary, and a Glory Be, and then I'll sign off for now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I miss you. I love you. There's been such an outpouring of love and expressions of concern. We have a great parish. We're still together. God is up to something. We're not sure exactly what, but he always works good out of bad. He's always making lemonade out of lemons. So let us continue in prayer, continue in trust, continue in faith and hope and love. And may Almighty God bless us all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.